It is time for Live from Studio A. I'm Christine Dean, and joining us today is a trio called Woman of the Forest. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
And they are Gwen Austin on vocals and guitar, Claire Ayling on vocals, and Lily Masoner, who you do vocals, drum, and the official whistler as well, I see, according to your Facebook page. Well, we'll hear some of that in just a bit here. Why don't you guys get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit. What do you want to play?
This is called Sweet Virgin Mary.
That's Woman of the Forest, live from Studio A. And Gwen, I know you have been in here a while ago. You were on our women's music show.
Yeah, I was.
Doing an interview. And back then, you were in a project called Two Lions.
Yes, I was.
So tell me a little bit. Well, first of all, you're a student here at UMD, is that right?
Yep.
But you're not from here, is that right?
No, I'm originally from Minneapolis.
Okay, and how about Lily and Claire?
Actually, Claire and I are both from Minneapolis as well, and I've known Gwen since I was in fourth grade.
Something like that.
And me and Gwen went to high school together as well, and actually went to high school with the other girl she played music with the Two Lions.
Okay. So when did Woman of the Forest come about?
Woman of the Forest first developed last summer, actually, where I just had some shows lined up and I wanted some backing, and Lily and Claire were there, and it just turned out so beautifully that we're like, oh, we have to keep doing this.
Oh, okay. And you guys are down in the Twin Cities, is that right?
Yeah.
So you're up here for right now, so have the opportunities to perform together been kind of few and far between, or has it worked out okay?
We don't get to practice as much as we want to, but that this summer we'll be able to do a lot more.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. Gwen's up here, and I go to school in Iowa.
Oh,
and then we meet
okay.
back in Minneapolis in the summer.
Okay, okay. Well, you have a lovely sound together. The harmonies are good. And I also, I believe when you were here before, Gwen, might have been mentioned that, you know, you can tell that you have maybe listened to some of that great folk music from the 70s,
oh,
you know, the
yeah.
British folk, which, yes. You know, I don't think a lot of people your age are familiar with. So, you know, people like, you know, Sandy Denny and Fairport Convention.
I was listening
Convention.
To her before we came.
where did you discover that stuff?
Well, a lot of it came from, I really loved Joan Baez a lot when I was a kid. And I just listened to her constantly.
As most kids do.
But no, I was hated for it. Like, no one wanted to share iPods with me. But, and then Fiona, who I was in Two Lions with, actually, she is the one who introduced me to Fairport Convention. And from there, like, Steel Eye Span and Pentangle, and I just love them so much. And I love those women and the way they sing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not something that you hear a lot these days, so it's
no.
kind of cool to hear somebody doing that a little, you know, being influenced by that,
yeah.
I should say. Of course, you have your own style. So how long have you been making music?
Since I was 17.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I started Two Lions, actually, as a senior project for high school. And once again, it was just a thing, like, let's do this, and then it snowballs out of control, and now it's what I do.
Mm-hmm. So did you start the guitar then, or had you already been playing it? Or?
No, I learned guitar along the way, so mm-hmm. it was a really intensive experience in the music world of just having to learn everything, learn how to songwrite and to play and to sing even, because I didn't really sing before either in this really short time period, but it was really amazing.
So you kind of did it all simultaneously.
Yes. That's learn how cool. to, yeah, and gig, like how to get shows and how to record music, just everything.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any recordings?
Yeah. I've really been recording almost since I've been playing because I have a mentor named Mark Gutman who came to an open mic that we were doing, and afterwards he was like, do you want to record your music? It's like, sure. So we would just do it in his house. Like, he had this little makeshift studio, and we've been doing that. We're actually making an official album this summer mm-hmm. at Humans Wind Studio in Minneapolis, but I've enjoyed having my makeshift albums better. I'm going to miss them.
Did you say Mark Gutman?
Mark Gutman.
Oh, okay.
I know, it's so similar.
When you said it, I was like, wait, are you talking about Mark? Okay, Mark Gutman.
Yeah,
all right.
Mark Gutman.
And how did you meet him?
He was a teacher
at my high
school.
Oh, you said he came. Yeah, okay. All
yep.
right, cool. Well, yeah, that's right, and I think Two Lions had released something.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Which was
cool. So how long were you in Two Lions, and is that ever still happening? Or
no, Two Lions lasted, I think, a year and a half, and then she went to Japan, and she's back now, but it was time to mm-hmm. lay that one to rest.
Do you,
I have fond memories.
Do you still have any of the songs from that project that you still do?
I do. Mm-hmm. I have three, actually, that I perform almost at every show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And how has songwriting been for you? Because, of course, people, when they first start out, you know, it's not always very good. How do you work on getting better? How have you worked on improving your songwriting?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it always good? Maybe you're one of those lucky people.
I think I was benefited, actually, that I had these influences in traditional folk music. Because I think those song structures are really beautiful, so that kind of storytelling aspect. So it was never like, I go to the mall with my friends and I see a boy I like.
Be my boyfriend!
Right? It was never quite that, but it's probably gotten more, I don't know, what would you say?
I liked watching you, like, develop as a songwriter. I like all the mythological inspirations and such, and folky. I mean, when you first start writing songs, this is not great. When I was in the second grade, I totally wrote songs like, let's go to the mall, and stuff like that. So, but I think you're a good songwriter.
Thanks, Claire.
You're welcome. And there is kind of that aspect, which is also in that sort of folk music, you know, of nature and mythological aspects that you bring into your music.
Yes.
Definitely shows. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to play for us next?
We're going to play Teenage Bride. I don't mind if you don't mind. Pour that whiskey, drink that wine. Then when we have had our fill, we'll go on down to the Ozark Mill and see what we can find. I don't mind if you don't mind. Pour that whiskey, drink that wine. Then when we have had our fill, we'll go to the chapel on the hill and
Woman of the Forest, live from Studio A. And where did the band name come from, Gwen?
That was actually a nickname that Claire gave me, where anytime we would go hiking or swimming or something in the woods, she had a song she would sing at me.
Yeah. She just looked so, I don't know, I would just yell at her. I was like, Woman of the Forest! And then it became our band name.
I love it. That's great. And so you said you're planning to do some recording this summer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And any kind of tentative date that you might want to release something? Or?
Ooh, before the end of the summer is what I'm aiming for, because I'm going to England for the next two semesters. So I really want to have something that I can still kind of float around the Twin Cities and Duluth while I'm gone. So I'm hoping that'll be complete.
So do you have any plans for exploring music over there?
You bet I do.
Kind of a hotbed of the kind of music that you like?
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, Maddie Pryor has this weird folk festival where it's just, like, at her house. And it's, that's really, really exciting to me, actually, just that there's this beautiful folk scene that's come out of Britain and the UK, and I really want to embed myself in there.
So the guitar is probably coming along with you on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that will be an adventure.
Absolutely.
It'll be kind of fun to see what you pick up over there.
Yeah.
So you're going to be gone for a while, but then come back, and hopefully we'll get to hear more from Woman of the Forest after you get back.
Absolutely.
Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
How about Wanderer? Because that's a good time song.
Indeed it is.
I'm sorry, my cape was a little off. Sorry, everybody. There it is. All right. Wave goodbye to me. I'm going up north. Gonna leave city.
That is Woman of the Forest, live from Studio A. Gwen Austin, Claire Ayling, and Lily Masoner. Well, thanks so much, guys. Great to
thank
have you.
You.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Justin Bergman and Jason Speeders, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by the playlist Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.